G'day everybody and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. Today we've got the first live 2 minute warning of the season, including the latest on Mason Cox, some Richmond red flags, and the boldest or maybe the only Mitch Hinge call you're going to hear in the AFL media landscape this week. If you haven't subscribed to the show wherever you listen to your podcast, please do that. Leave us a rating, leave us a review, and tell your mates. I know I get a lot of shit for saying that, but it genuinely helps. Send them the link, leave ratings, leave reviews, do it a lot. Let's get stuck in. This is the Hardball Gets AFL show. My name's Nick Rinn, joined by Xavier Ellis and Ryan Daniels. Gentlemen, what's happening?
Can I ask you two how you feel about the new song? I don't think it's doing it for me.
Oh, the
and
podcast
I know
song.
That, I know that producer Josh poured over hours and hours of like music and just thought this might be it. And it's, you know what, it's easily the second best option. But can we get
See,
the old
way
one
I
back?
Look
what's
at
happened
it,
here?
The way I look at it, it's like when you're at home.
Yep.
And you're having a Barney with your wife, and it's one of the 9 things out of 10 that you go, I just don't care enough to have this argument.
You just let this one slide.
Just let this one slide, because then on the 10th, when I need to be at the Scarf of Sporty by midday, then you fire
don't
up.
Don't you laugh.
This is not one I need to fire up about.
Sometimes
I'm content
you have those,
with whatever Josh has done.
Whether it be your wife or the kids, and you've picked something that doesn't really matter, and somehow you're dying on
the
hill.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
And halfway through, you're like, I don't even really care.
Correct.
What am I doing? Why did I say they can't have the iPads for another 5 minutes? Yeah. That would have just made my life a lot easier.
Well, yesterday we had that. That boy's like, I don't want to go to the beach. I'm not putting sunscreen on.
Yep.
And I was like, fine, don't go to the beach. Stay with me. And I was like, now they're staying with me and Em's going to the beach by herself. What? How did I lose this?
Yeah, it's amazing how many times you can just pivot in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
We've got to make
but
this quick because I've got some big meetings to get to.
Throw it out there, though. Yep. Feedback RE, the opening song.
Yeah, we'll throw it out. Yeah, we'll throw it on the Instagram.
Do you like it? Do you
not
like it?
No, just a yay or nay. Old, new.
Oh, yeah.
Give us a percentage. Get on the Instagram. Yeah. Get it up there.
Yep.
And if it is yay, stiff bickies. And if it's nay,
maybe people like the new one. I don't know.
If people like the old one, we'll find a way to pay for it. And we'll just take it out Rhino's because he sort of brought the take it out Rhino's.
Rhino's pay,
yeah. Yeah, sure.
It up. It'll no take worries. Him 6 podcasts to pay for it.
But it'll be fine. Yeah, no, I've got a couple of big meetings to get to, so we've got to be
quick.
What
do you got?
Just a couple of things.
Really?
Yeah, doing some hosting stuff tomorrow. So,
is he invited or is it work? We're having a little bit of trouble with Rhino just describing that he's not part of the in crowd.
I think we all know that I was heavily invited to the Trevor Nisbet.
Tomorrow,
yes, I am invited because I am hosting the event,
which is
the Eagles launch.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So I will be going to a meeting.
Did you host an International Women's Day thing?
I did.
Why is that?
Because
he's got a gentle side. I think.
People see me and they think this guy cares about women.
Was it a tag team? Who'd you do
it
with?
It was. So the theory behind it was, and this is legitimate, Fremantle reached out to me and said, look, we want you to host International Women's Day lunch. And I was like, okay. My first thought was, I'm maybe not the right person for it.
Yes.
And then they explained that they actually wanted to go a male and a female to show that, men and women working together is the way forward. And everybody has. And it was great. I did with Anna Hay, who obviously I work with here. So, and it was
surprising.
It was a brilliant lunch.
Because Ryan doesn't usually give Anna too many opportunities.
Every now and then, I just give her one.
Hasn't had holidays for 3 years. As soon as Anna pops up, I'll do the news. No, you won't. No, you won't.
You got to keep them down. You have to.
Yeah, 100%.
Like Baz with me, he made the mistake because he just didn't want to do anything. He says, Ronnie, you can do that. Yeah, you can do that.
Baz thought Lord Mayor. He said, go for it. Baz, bang, I'm in.
Exactly.
So when Baz is Premier, Ronnie's Lord Mayor?
I think that's how it works.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
What job do you reckon you could do for Baz if he ever was Premier?
What do you mean?
What portfolio?
There'd be a few putting their hands up for like Chief of Staff sort of vibes, which is
they're
very,
winning massively.
You know who
very
you have
busy
for that.
But high paying.
Communications
who do you reckon?
Manager.
40. 40s is lucky.
Don't know
40s is lucky.
Yeah,
he came to Triple M with us.
He'll get in there.
And then came back. He works at 7 here now.
Can you imagine?
I think he works here, but I haven't seen him.
No, his car was still at home when I left today, so I don't know where he is.
Can you imagine seeing 40 walking around in a suit like in Parliament?
I can. He wouldn't have a belt on. It'd be sagging below his ass. People think it's a joke when we say his mum's a doctor and he went to Christchurch.
Yeah.
It's not a combination I would have mixed with 40. But
people who don't even know 40 who are listening to this, which is 95% of the people,
yeah, 95.
They can already picture him. They can picture him.
He's one of the best blokes.
Yeah. Anyway, and he's about to be the second most powerful man in Western Australia.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every, 4 to 8 years.
Everybody knows a 40.
I cannot imagine ringing. I cannot imagine with at Triple M, we need to speak to the Premier, say it is Baz at some stage or whatever. And I have to ask 40 for permission. How the tables have turned.
Anyway,
okay.
Let's get into this.
40. Yep. There was footy.
Well, there was. Around zero, I don't want to, I've been harping on about it for days. I don't like it.
I didn't see a column on Saturday, and I start mine very similar.
Yeah, okay. I think that the thing I have an issue with is I understand you want eyeballs in the north. Mm. I get that. Those are growth markets. You can't go overseas. So those are the growth areas for the game. That's where the money is. I just don't like the idea of having, you know, 8 clubs playing and 10 clubs sitting on their hands doing nothing.
Send the four biggest clubs to go up and play them.
Yeah, those four games were great games. Like that, well, on paper. On paper. We had two good games and we had two pretty average ones. Mm. But that's fine. And I had a couple of people say, well, they need clear air for it to be impactful. Fine. So set it up as a Thursday night game as you did. Do a double hit at Friday night, whatever. One into the other.
Yeah.
Do a Saturday day and a Saturday night. Then do a Sunday morning and a Sunday night. And guess what? Public holiday in Melbourne. Play a game in Melbourne today.
Yeah.
So like they could have easily given the clear air.
Really? Like a magic, like a mini magic,
well,
mini, do another, mini gather round.
Well, that was the other thing. Do another gather round up there if you really want to do it.
No, don't do this whole,
like, some teams are playing, some aren't. Then the other solution is, well, you've had part of round one, then the other 10 teams play this week with some standalone love. Then it's even from round two
onwards.
You also
could have played as many games as you wanted at GWS, at their stadium, because they're going into the livestock territory now. They don't go back for like 3 weeks because of the show. So you could have just destroyed the turf and you wouldn't have had to worry.
But why do we need to do that? Just be normal. I don't care why we're not normal. Why do we need to be not normal?
Nah, it's ridiculous.
Just send the four big clubs to play the four teams up there you want them, put them in the prime spots. And the Melbourne people sitting there going, oh, I thought it was quite good. I thought it was quite good. Yeah, you still had Carlton, Collingwood, Melbourne, all those teams playing.
Stuff.
Port Adelaide, Fremantle, West Coast.
Yep.
No
zero
dice.
Interest from those states.
No love. They do.
And to summarise it even better, turn the TikTok camera on. Shit. I've done that once now. Now I know where the camera is. I just want to chill out.
The other part of it that I do not like is that it does feel like for the past 25, 30 years, they haven't made a single decision that has actually benefited the WA teams or the South Australian teams, unless you can't gather around. Like, we'll when was the last time they did anything for the teams that travel the most? When was the last time they did anything to give this market any love at all? They just take for granted. That, mate,
just needed a
they didn't want
pandemic.
To do that.
No.
They gave the grand final here because literally everyone else couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Like, that was what happened.
Well, we've got the UFC coming back.
Yeah. Stuff comes to Perth.
305, that's the best. Oh, yeah. UFC. Anyway.
Okay, let's get into it.
Okay, so 2 minutes. I'll start with Sydney. I think we just pick them and go.
Okay,
free
just
ball.
Pick and go.
Oh, free ball.
Everyone just pick and
free
go.
Ball.
Free ball. Let's free ball.
Free,
yeah,
free ball today.
Free ball Mondays. So, Sydney, look, good win, obviously. Do you have any questions about their ceiling given their tall forward stocks? And I know you probably put a bit down to it being a slippery night, but McDonald and Marty didn't set the world on fire.
I'm not as big on McDonald as maybe some others are, and I think we've got a bit of Perth biasness around McDonald.
He's also picked four.
Yeah. He's a high draft pick. He's out of contract this year, so there's a lot of talk about Logan McDonald. He's still young-ish. I'm not out on him yet.
No, I'm not out on him, I'm not thinking.
Yeah. He's probably not as far along as you'd
gee
like.
Gee whiz, if Logan McDonald fires, it just doesn't happen.
Yeah,
so
I just think they can't, like, maybe the people have him in sort of the premiership calculations. I can't see it happening with this forward line, but, you know, who knows? Quentin Lynch was the, one-out full forward, and you wouldn't say he was an elite player.
I know you're big on him. You say they can win the flag.
They're my flag choice,
So what about the forward line for you?
Yeah, fine.
Is that that's the one part you'd be worried about?
Was that Collins' forward line last year?
Yeah, but they still had Cox. Big veteran bodies, though. Like, Sydney's is young. You got a Marty up there, you got McDonald up there.
I don't know, it was poor
McLean's
to start.
Paid a bit of
I didn't mind little McLean, little big McLean.
Oh, I like him.
He's a rooster?
He's a rooster.
What would you rate him out
of 10? Nick, the height adds advantage.
A height and rig.
Height adds advantage,
I'd be an 8 in my book.
I'd say, minimum 7,
really?
Probably an 8.
Yeah, I'd be 6.57. I don't know, I can't see
him.
But Nick doesn't like...
I like the Bears.
He's not a classically handsome guy.
No.
You know, he likes your big... You know, he would have been a Brent Guerra guy. You know what I mean? Like, a bit of hair on the chest.
Josh Bruce?
Yeah. Josh Bruce.
That's a random
one. That's hipster. That's more hipster.
Say,
just a big hairy man. That's what I'd go for.
Did we like Isaac Heaney in the middle?
I don't typically, but he was, their best player?
I know normally you're ranting and raving about him being in there,
but
he was very good.
They didn't have the goal kickers up forward.
Yeah.
That didn't really help that problem. But They did enough to win. I think that's 65 inside 50, so the ball's in
I think out of all four games this weekend, that's the one I can take the least from. The conditions were so gross.
Yeah,
it was such a shit game of footy. Like, it was the worst way to open a season. Anyway, I'll go next then. Let's go with Gold Coast. So, things I did... Yes, the Suns. That's right, Nick.
Set up the Suns.
What I liked was Anderson, Rowell, Miller, Flanders. They're four top mids, all very strong. So I think the one concern going in, similar in the way to Fremantle, were like, are there too many cooks here? How does the mix work?
I don't think they've got the chef.
Well, they don't have an A grader.
No.
No, and that's where I was going next. They've got four B's.
B's, yeah.
I reckon Anderson has the potential to get to an A.
Is that Anderson be an A minus?
I'd go more B plus.
Not
than
off
A-.
last year.
No. He was okay last year.
I mean, he still won the Brownlow, but wasn't his best year.
No.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Of those four,
if Rowell has 20 clearances a game, he's the best player in the competition.
That was pretty special.
It's the goatee. It's the goatee.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Rowell's had 20 clearances.
Oh, geez, I'd love him to get back to that early Matt Rowell stuff where we thought he could be the best player in the comp.
Yeah.
His sort of expectation has drifted significantly since then.
Were Suns good or Richmond really bad?
Richmond are really bad. That's what I wanted to get to. I don't have Richmond, but
I've got them.
I mean,
so
last week we talked about the fact that I think they're going to be a bottom four side. I think they're going to win bugger all games. And I saw nothing on that day to think otherwise.
I saw less,
King Lukosius.
Yeah, there's something. I mean, look, Kosius is a bloody talented footballer.
Him. Yeah.
And I do like that they've gone, right, we're going to keep him forward.
We said that on the pub, yeah.
Craft. Like, let him learn the craft. Because if they'd just gone through halfway through last year and went, it's not working. You know, he kicked 39 last year.
Yeah, I reckon this year they saved.
He kicked 39.
It's not as surprising as Jack Henry.
No. Yeah, and Ollie Henry.
There's only two goals short
Jack
of
Henry.
Ollie
Jack
surprised.
Henry, yeah, that was a surprise. Ollie Henry.
But look, 40 goals, you'd take that from
I reckon they saved 50.
Yeah.
I think 50 is the benchmark.
I loved Connor Buderick.
Connor Buderick, yeah. Two ACLs he's had now, hasn't it?
Yeah, but huge numbers as a junior, playing in sort of a midfield or half-back role. He looks very
ACLs
safe.
Those ACLs have taken a couple of victims, haven't they?
We'll get to those in a minute. Geez. Yeah. The Crows, the Suns have an interesting run. So they've got the Crows at home this week. Then they play the Dogs in Ballarat. And then the Giants at Gather Round. So there's a little path there for them. Yeah.
There are. Let's start with the Giants. The back line, is there a better back line in the competition of players than he did?
No.
So Sam Taylor's the crown, the king.
Yes.
Yep.
Mate, Buckley is a not far back.
Mm. Yep.
Then you got Himmelberg, who just does whatever he needs to do.
Yep.
Lockie Whitfield looks like the Lockie. I don't know whether
round
one
in, but
that's
all. Takeaway.
Whitfield's looking like he did. And Ash and Iden.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, they look good.
They're
but
a really good
he's, they're not the players line. I want to highlight. I just want to put out there that they're going to be so hard to score against.
Sure.
Brent Daniels.
Love him.
Is there, in that mould of player...
You know we're related.
Are you serious?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, well, how have we not had him on? Because he was pretty honest about the Mason Cox stuff.
I love that. We'll get to that. Don't you worry.
Brent Daniels, who is a better player? Can you name a few in the comp that can play that role where they get up the ground, play 40, kick 4-2 on the weekend from 22 touches?
Mm.
Who is better in the competition of that role? Toby Green doesn't quite do it as much as what he does now because he gets right up.
Trying to figure
who is
my
better?
Head.
So you'd probably say like a Zach Bailey.
I was
going to
say, would you say Bailey plays that role?
Yeah, he plays that role, but I'd say not better.
But it's more talented. But
you'd rather have Brent Daniels?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, absolutely, I would.
So Gresham played that role a little bit.
I'm saying Daniels. Hasn't a guy who had been in and out with injury
Schultz,
had serious...
Lockie Schultz?
Daniels.
He came back last year off the latest injury, that's when everyone went, geez, like this guy.
He was like a, you know those sort of, to pick like a rookie or whatever who's in and out, will they make it, won't they make it?
All of a sudden,
and then he was like, he played some good games prior, and then he's just cemented that role.
Would you say Papley's in that space?
Yes, Papley
does get up there, but that's pretty good company.
I know, and a player that you go to the forward line, and obviously they've got Toby, Hogan, Cadman. Then you go, well, this Brent Daniels does that role as well as anyone in the competition. It's not even that's a weak.
It's the guys like Brent Daniels that are going to push them into that sphere.
That draft D show.
He could be Australian
this year. Harvey Thomas?
I saw him hit one up and he got smothered, then picked it up and then shanked it, but it hit the teammate on the chest. Yeah. So it was like, that'll do, mate. It got there.
Take it.
I'll swap out of him to Melbourne. So speaking about forward issues, we worried so much over the off-season about like cultural issues and everything and that was going to derail them. We forgot that their forward line's just complete shit.
Melbourne.
And they just kept bombing it. They looked like...
That's all they've done in the last 3 years.
At least they had slightly better talent, and now that's sort of eroded. You know, your Ben Brown's taken a few steps back and he's injured. Tom McDonald, I'm trying to figure out what's happening to him.
No, he hasn't fallen off a cliff.
He hasn't really been in their best side for a while.
Fallen off a cliff.
But so it gets pretty, like, it gets pretty lean. So,
all my mates are Melbourne supporters, and they're like, same shit, different year. Oh, how do they not learn? Like, they've already thrown the baby out of the bathwater to use a footy
Was it
term.
Dermot Brereton, and I don't want to misquote him, but was talking about that basically they've wasted the last 4 years of talent. Like, they've had one of the most talented lists in the comp for a while now. They're going to walk away with that one flag. I can't see them getting to the space where they can win another one. They've got the talent still.
No, they've got the talent in the middle. Yeah,
and the back.
Well, their back line's strong too. Yeah, and it's not like they have no forwards.
They might be that team that beat up on the shit teams of the battlers. And then, when the chips are down, tough nights.
So their key forwards only scored one goal between them, and it was an accident. That was at Van Ruin, where he hit his head and then hit his shin.
Oh, yeah, that was a good goal. No, but then you flip the coin, Sydney on the night as well.
Yeah,
and Marty was subbed out. True. Logan didn't get a kick.
Not a night for key forwards.
It was so slippery. Like, it was
just a manner of entry as well. It was the same. But they have always. Just a bomber to the top.
When they weren't scoring, was it 2 years ago? They're having like 70 inside 50s in games and losing.
Where would that be without Jack Viney, do you reckon?
He was huge.
Like, they wouldn't have even been anywhere near that game.
But I reckon we read that Jack Viney was going to have a reasonable year, didn't we?
Well, you did.
Rough off-season at Melbourne.
Yeah.
Also, one of the proudest sort of Melbourne people.
Yeah. Oliver takes a step back. Someone needs to fill
Needs to stand up. I thought that's his sort of character.
I feel like he's so important to their culture and their leadership. I mean,
they're a beast freckle away from disaster.
They are.
If something happens, if Clary has an issue or Max
what
doesn't
was
knee.
Over-under was 13.5. Hopefully it doesn't. Yeah. Okay, let's go to Carlton. I've seen some say it was their most significant win in 20 years. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to go through the list, but it was significant in the fact that, so last year
they
got there.
They won a couple of finals last year.
Yeah,
I think in terms of the way they did it. I think they could have packed up.
Yeah,
they were 7 goals down at one point at the Gabba at a ground that they'd lost that prelim to last year after leading by a good margin.
Kicked the first 4, didn't they?
Yeah. And they were, Brisbane haven't lost there in 14 games. Didn't lose a single game there all of last year. So to do that, it was pretty special. Like, that's not the Carlton we've seen the last couple of years. They've gotten by on talent. And then when things have gotten tough, the first half of last year. Yeah, when things
when
have
I'm
gotten
talking
tough.
Talking about sacking Voss.
Yeah, they kind of packed it in.
Yeah.
Like, they haven't packed it in this time. In fact, they've gone the other way, which makes me think Carlton are legitimate. You guys both, did you take the under?
I took the unders. I got some feedback over the weekend.
Yeah. Did you take the under? No.
Nah.
I think I locked the over. I can't remember.
That gives me a little bit more faith. I was pretty low on them just generally.
That's a massive win to go up there, and then they play Richmond this week. As long as they don't shit the bed this week, they're off to a brilliant start.
Where'd you sit on the Harry Mackay? Thankfully, kicked 3 for some playing at home. Yeah. But that's his job, so he should have kicked it. He's paid $1 million.
Yeah. It's still pretty remarkable because he.
I
assumed he was going to miss.
If I had a gun to my head as a left footer and I had to kick one from beyond 20, that would be the spot on the ground for a left footer.
Right.
Lovely little left to right, faded in.
Yep.
Like, that's the easiest kick of all.
Yeah.
So he would have been thinking you, because if it's the other side.
Yeah.
The ball's drifting towards the point, and you start to think, do you kick a banana or whatnot?
So but it was a perfect situation.
Perfect spot to be kicking
but
for a left footer.
Not to say anything guaranteed. I was happy for him.
Even in front's harder because it swings that way.
I was super happy for him.
Yeah, no, he speaks well, doesn't he?
Yeah, and the thing I love about footy is it's almost like it's scripted sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, close game. Ben Mackay's the one who has to kick the sealer.
Harry Mackay.
Well, they're the same person anyway.
Yeah.
Shout out to Sam Doherty. That's flattening. How many is that for him? 3 knees?
It's a 3 knees.
I think it's 2 in cancer.
Because
obviously you missed time with that.
That's brutal.
Yeah, it's shocking. Shocking. Brisbane Lions. And Ryan, we spoke about this morning, just chewing the fat.
Mm.
Is there a good team that's plainer, if that makes sense? Who gives them their spark? They've now lost Kitty Coleman, who their back line does not have spark.
No.
They need someone to be able to take it on and do something where you think,
he's that guy.
Where you think, gee, he's in 40 minutes of footy, you've had 6 inside 50s, you've hit 6 targets, all that sort of stuff. ACL gone. They're so plain in the midfield.
Yeah.
So plain. Mm. And obviously, they could have won the grand final last year.
They're big and they're strong.
But how have they got better from last year now?
Well, our hope was that Coleman would go up a notch.
Correct.
The way he played at the end of last year, and then he started this. So that's gone. We thought there's some chance that it's either now or never for Bailey and Rayner to be A-graders.
We do that every year.
Yeah, I know, but it is now or never. I was thinking this morning, I was like, who replaces Coleman? Now, Darcy Wilmot I like, but he's young.
Yeah.
I was like, is there a world where they do the Rayner thing? Is there a world where they
try that last year?
Rayner to go half back and just, mate, take the game on. We want you to go. We want you to think your kitty. Like, just give it a crack.
I think the game on thing, they probably need to run him through the twos for a while to teach him. Is that Kai Lohman?
Kai Lohman's not going to stand up in a grand final.
No, they need someone to do it now.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it might be Rayner. Like, I'm fascinated to see what they do on Sunday.
Was it last year or the year before where they did that?
I think it might have been the year before.
The year before.
Maybe last year you went behind the ball in close games at times.
Yeah.
Who would you rather lose, Dunkley or Kitty?
Dunkley. I think it's Dunkley.
Not rather, but if you had to pick Dunkley.
Because with Dunkley, they've got Jared Lyons and they've got Dev Robertson coming back, and they're still, you know, they've got Ashcroft will be back at some point.
Maybe it is Rayner.
I thought it was Charlie Cameron and Kitty are the two that they cannot afford to lose, and they've lost one.
Yeah, it's really flattening.
And we're so high on a guy who's only showed us glimpses.
Enjoying to watch. He's right up there.
Is it back to me?
It is.
All right.
You follow me. That's the pattern.
Yeah, well, I lose track as we go. I'm going to read a quote from, I think, a Skinny Lappin, who's a development coach at, or head of development at Geelong. Let me tell you. And tell me who you think he's talking about. He's got some unique abilities. His ability to shut down some of the opposition's best players, and not just their best players, their fastest ones, and then his want and will to join in the game again.
Is it Max Holmes?
It's not Max Holmes.
Tom Hawkins.
Yeah, it's Tom Hawkins. No, it's Ocean Mullins.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, so over-under. Let's go back to the over-under. How many games does Ocean Mullins play this year? Now, if I give you the over-under...
Give me 10.
11 and a half.
Now, will he play round one?
I don't know. I don't think
Based on that quote, he's
captain.
He's a back pocket. He's a back pocket.
11 and a half, are you taking the over on games played for Ocean?
I would have said 10, so I'll go overs. Why not?
You'd take the under, wouldn't you?
I'm under.
Yeah, you'd probably take the under.
Look, I'm not saying he's not going to make it. He might be surprisingly good.
I'd love to know what Nick put in the Google to find that quote.
I was looking for something else, and then it just came up.
It's the algorithm. Yeah.
TikTok just because serves me the content.
Ocean Mullin that many times last year.
Yeah. But actually, my point is, do they need one of Jai Clark or Tanner Broome to pop in order to sort of play that the way that you think they're going to play?
I think both do.
I'll give you a list
of guys that they need to pop, and they need multiple of these. Jai Clark, Ollie Dempsey.
Be consistent.
First,
because they never have players pop, do they? Really?
Tanner Broome, Jack Bowes, Mitch Nevitt. Like, there's a bunch of dudes in that team where you're
are
like.
Are you at all coming around to how I see Geelong?
No.
I think
last week I said they probably win 12 games but miss the 8.
Yeah.
Like, I think they're going to be right there because they've got enough guys in Cameron and Hawkins and Stengel and all these dudes.
I can't remember the last time it was someone came from nowhere at Geelong.
Well, it's going to have to be.
I thought like Joel Selwood, but he arrived as he ended. He was the same player.
Yeah, he didn't pop.
You're right. Someone's going to have to take a big leap to carry that midfield. And it's Holmes or it's Clark or it's Bowes or it's Broome. Yeah. It's one of those dudes. Collingwood.
It won't be Bowes.
Jeez, premiership hangover. Collingwood won the game. Jeez, everyone's jumping on.
They did show some pretty damning vision in a couple of the clips I saw on the Sunday Footy Show.
It happens quickly. I'm just kidding, clearly.
Have we got Eddie McGuire on the show tomorrow? And my sweep's like Collingwood won't make the 8. Throw it all out.
Let me read these stats to you. 3 kicks, 2 handballs, 1 mark. No tackles.
Ocean Mullins.
But no, his opposition didn't get anything either.
That belongs to Mason Cox, who pre-game, peanut.
So have you heard what the other side of the story could be?
So for those who haven't seen it, he ran through the Giants...
Picked the wrong bloke to run through, too.
Shane Mumford, he's given a bit of a nudge to. He's been asked for a please explain. And then went out and had one of the worst games probably of anyone.
He had
on
more
the field.
Fights with Shane Mumford than he did touches in the first half.
Correct. So what's the other side of this?
The other side is that was actually his ball, and his ruck coach was there, and the Giants moved in on him, and he was like, "No, I'm not copping that."
Here we go.
That's the other side.
I saw the ruck coach in the background.
Yeah,
I need to see the expanded vision.
And that's why he grabbed the footy and ran off. You don't run off with the Giants.
Has anyone
football.
Got behind the goals?
Yeah, well, they will. That's what they'll look at.
I need to see more vision. I need this to be broken
down. That was the because it's too obviously stupid.
Well, because I'm about to slay Mason Cox.
We can wind it back.
I did want to say, Dermot Burton did it. Dermot Burton's a Hall of Famer.
Oh yeah.
He won 5 flags.
Yeah. No. So it's like if Hodgie did it, you'd go behind him.
Correct.
And go,
and you know what? Dermot would have come out and probably kicked 5.
Yeah.
Mason did not touch the footy other than 5 accidental touches.
I think he had a free kick against us at half time.
Pump the brakes, Mason. Pump the brakes. You are not an enforcer by any stretch. Now, let's say that. Let me see the rest of the vision.
I heard Jason Gaynor, the social media guy, was on Broden Kelly's podcast today, and he basically said he was walking to the ground. People were like, you'll need security, ha, ha, ha. And he was like, ha, ha, ha. And then he was walking into the ground and a couple of people sledged him, and he was like, oh, shit.
Because normally the social media guys, no one knows who they are.
Yeah, but everyone knows
him. But
he's
actually got a profile now because he's been so good at it. You can actually see him in, you know,
and they had a petting zoo out the front, which was cool.
The Mason Cox petting zoo.
Righto, Ryan, this is a team that we want to talk about. And you were bang on about this. And I thought you were not so far wrong, but I thought the Eagles are so far gone that comparing them to Richmond is pretty unusual.
Yeah.
That first half... They are West Coast 60 games ago.
Yeah.
60 games ago, Richmond to West Coast.
Mm. Yeah.
Preparation not there with kids.
Yep.
Draft picks gone.
Yep.
Big contracts coming in.
Yep. Still relying on older players to somehow drink some sort of age-defying Kool-Aid to bring them back into games.
I'm hoping that the 32-year-old who's coming back in will be the difference
Dusty was a star last year, at the end of last year. Stats were amazing. Lynch and Dusty didn't play, and Nank, of course.
Yeah.
But they're all old.
Yeah, I was going to say, but it's not 2017, those three.
And this is what happened with West Coast the last couple of years. It was they're missing McGovern and Shuey and Natanui. It's like, yeah, but they're 30-plus.
Yeah, and they've never been on the park together in the last 2 years.
This is what is going to happen now.
And also, and I don't want to take anything away from the Gold Coast Suns, who you know I'm not high on.
Yeah.
It still was the Gold Coast Suns.
Yeah.
Like if it was Brisbane at the Gabba, for example, and they got pumped at half time.
You might give them a pass.
Or if it was Collingwood at the G after being the premiership favourites, you go, well, that's going to happen to a few teams this year.
Yep.
Not many will go in 10 goals down at half time on the Gold Coast.
They need to pivot quickly.
How?
They need to do what West Coast... They need to go back and go, what did West Coast do
here? I don't
even
think West Coast have done what they need to do yet.
No, they haven't. Richmond needs to learn from this.
They need
to hit the eject button. I saw someone with a crowd of... In the crowd with the Dustin Martin in a Gold Coast jumper.
Oh, I saw that,
make it happen. If they're going to send back a first rounder,
bolted.
Just take it.
Do you know what I mean? Not bolted, but what value was it 12 months ago?
You've got to get...
They can't play 12 months behind here.
No.
Who's a first rounder? Who will get a first rounder?
Dusty would still get a first rounder.
Tom Lynch?
No, Lynch wouldn't. No, his body's cooked. Nank maybe.
Daniel Rioli, off halfback.
I'm not necessarily giving away a Rioli.
Bolton would get you 5.
Can't trade
him. He's the only one.
No, that's what I mean,
Port Adelaide. So they've got a bit of a soft kill to start the season with West Coast at Adelaide Oval. But how many... The one that fascinated me about Port Adelaide, so how many seasons... This when I actually saw the answer to this, I was surprised. How many seasons has Willie Rioli played of AFL football?
I will go with Willie? 7.
Yeah. Willie's first year was 18.
Yeah, but he's only played 4 seasons.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
But in my mind, I forgot how late he started and then how long the suspension was in the middle. And his best output was last year, so 31 goals, 17.
He
plus
was very
17
good last
assists.
Year. Yeah, he was.
Did
really
he miss some games too with it?
A couple in the middle. Well, that's why, even in West Coast Premiership year 2018, which was when he really popped.
That goal's still crazy. Got him going.
Oh, yeah.
If he doesn't kick that, they don't win that game.
I still think about the last centre bounce, where he was in there to try and he stopped the exit. And then he popped up, putting pressure on the forward pocket 2 seconds later. Unreal.
He's a very good player.
But even in that year, he kicked 28 goals and laid off 16 assists. And he played more games. So last year was easily his best output year.
I reckon they'd take 30 again.
Well, I think he might be more lucky. He looks fit for the first time in forever.
But Georgiades is going to be back.
Yep.
Marshall.
Dixon's going to play this week, apparently.
Rosie, etc. They're going to chime in from time to time while they play forward.
Just the creativity that he has, he brings people into the game. He's another one of those guys that the stats don't always tell the story of his play. When the Eagles were good, he was so
There was another player with the same last name that had that. Cyril.
Cyril, of course. Any of the Rioli's really. Yeah.
Like, but I mean, the numbers don't always go.
They don't jump off the
10
page.
Touches.
Yeah, Cyril had 10 and kicked two, but he was the best player.
Mauled four and they took a hanger and the crowd got into it.
But I don't know. Yeah. I think he's one that you can kind of forget is at Port Adelaide, but then I feel like it's going to be a really good year.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, he's been okay today.
Yeah.
Did some research for the first time.
I don't know about that.
I watched actually, three games of footy. I came in from the garden and I thought I'd watch the Suns, but then it was such a blowout. I went back out.
Let's go to Essendon. They play Hawthorn this week. MCG, traditional rivals.
Hawks have been underdone, I think. No Parrish.
We'll get to the. So, yeah, no Parrish. I don't think Hobbs is available either.
Hobbs, I think you can cancel out with one of Hawthorn's mids, but Parrish is.
I do like Hobbs, though.
Yeah, he's not.
Yeah, but they've got Hobbs.
We've got five Hobbses.
Mum says I got Hobbs at home. So no Parrish, no Hobbs. That means merit, a lot of responsibility. Interesting to see
straight away.
What does Finn
straight
McGinnis?
Away.
Does he play and does
straight
he go?
Away.
You would think so because I'm looking at
eliminate him. Then it really is not a lot of quality. Not a lot of quality. Like no out and out A grades.
Yeah, I've liked what I've seen from Zach Reed in the preseason. Like top 10 draft pick from that shit draft that they had where they took three blokes and none of them have panned out yet. But I do like him. He's had really bad luck with injury from what I've seen in the preseason.
Was Reed part of that?
Yeah, he was picked 10. Perkins, Cox and Reed. Yeah.
Perkins, why am I thinking Harry Jones?
No.
He might have been late. He wasn't early, was he?
Yeah.
Well, no, he was a bit Jones. Later, but they've liked
but
him
But he came
long
in
time.
That period, didn't
Perkins
he?
Is supposed yeah. to child for that, like, don't stay at home. No, but he told the interstates I'm not coming there. Maybe you needed to get out of here.
Was it Port Adelaide that wanted him or something? Or?
Well, West Coast, I know, sent him a text. He just stopped. He ghosted him.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
I'm super underwhelmed about Essendon. I think this weekend, if they don't win this weekend against Hawthorn, who are busted up, which we'll talk about in a moment.
I'd say he's going to be best on ground.
Who?
Ben McKay.
You reckon?
Yeah, I reckon we've forgotten this. And don't get me wrong, we haven't seen the best of him.
It's
been
the
injured.
Year of the Mackays.
Oh, I think he'll dominate this year.
Did you see the story we had on Seven last night?
I did.
The twins?
They're wearing a T-shirt.
Ben and Harry. Yeah, they're doing something like that. Yeah. But they seem like really nice blokes.
No, they've got a podcast.
Interestingly
it's
enough, the girls in the control room were watching him, and they all decided that was it Harry was more handsome.
He's a hotter twin.
Like, they're identical. And they're like, yeah, he's got a wider face.
He's got a thing.
They could just, there was a, they look exactly the same.
Four higher.
Yeah, they wanted the extra weight. So, interesting. There you go.
It's not always the case, trust me. Fremantle Dockers, if you were Big O this week at Brisbane,
yep.
Would you rather be coming up in the ruck v Sean Darcy or Luke Jackson?
I tell you what you'd rather, just one of them. Because
I get it, but if you're Big O, You'd rather be banging around with Sean Darcy.
He's a Darcy
100%
guy.
You'd rather. So I think that's advantage for Fremantle instantly there.
I think it would have been a big deal for them to have the two of them against him because you could tag team him in the two different styles. With not having Darcy, I think Jackson's going to be a problem for
Darcy
him.
Darcy will hurt you physically. Luke Jackson, you're probably clutching your hair trying to keep up with him a little bit.
Yeah, and he might end up with 22 when you haven't seen him. But
how do you sit on them playing this week and Fremantle not playing this week?
There's a question in question time about that.
Oh, so, we can do that later.
And also, they're talking about Fife going back into the midfield, which is great. Jewel Brownlow medalist, midfield.
Yeah.
But someone has to wear the price of Fife just returning back to the midfield. Andy Brayshaw, AFL Players Association MVP. It's as clear as day. The last year he had 17 games with 10 or less contested disposals, so he doesn't need it.
I think you'll see him play some half forward and some wing.
He has to.
Yeah, you've been calling for that. I think it'll happen.
But I still don't know whether that means Fife's around the football for the whole life play, and that's where he's vulnerable.
Well, so interestingly enough...
And then you're taking away Andy being... He doesn't get the footy there, but at least he's at the source of it. If it goes to defence and he's playing half forward, he's now... Two kicks from getting in there to help. So there's no chance he's going to be front square.
So I've already spoken to Justin Longmuir, which will run tomorrow night on Seven News, a sit-down, like, pre-season thing. And his interesting thing he said about the midfield last year was they probably didn't set up well enough, and he put it down to sort of a bit of vocal leadership in there.
Yeah.
He said Caleb and Andy, still really young, first years as vice-captains, no Fife, no Mundy. So they like
is Fife a vocal setter-upper, or is Fife a, I'm here, I'm going to get it?
Nah, he is. Can we extend this by a minute? Because I just think this is interesting. When I heard him say
it's the first overtime.
Josh is on it. How important is that? Because if you're a stoppage, you've got three. It's 3-on-3 particularly, plus the ruck. Where to stand? Who? Because I've now heard a fair bit of this in training. Fifey is very vocal about where to be. You go there. This is what they're going to do. Because he's seen it a billion times.
Yeah, I would say Hawthorn young days, we were the best structured team in the comp.
Right.
By miles.
So you didn't need to be vocal?
Well, you know, you just knew where you were going. You just needed someone to point to your spot.
But that's the thing, right? It's the pointing and the...
Yeah, no, there's no like, rah, 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 rah. It was just like, get up, you know, the wings are here. The ruck goes to his hip, bang.
Yep. But I think that's what he was getting at. It was like, we need someone to be the guy who's going, no.
Who's pointing.
Well, that's it. Good teams get to automatic. And it's not just automatic around stoppages. It's automatic around kick-in. So like, say, Luke Jackson's having a shot at goal. Young teams go, well, oh, the ruckman always goes here.
Yeah.
Well, that can't happen because he's 50 metres away from that position and he's having the shot at goal. So he won't. So the good teams, the structured teams, will just go...
What could happen next?
And you know straight away that you just stay there and there's four people already covering wherever it needs to go.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same as defence when you try and get a spare. Good teams, you don't even talk. You just know that that's happening.
Who is the most vocal midfielder you ever played with at either club?
Most vocal midfielder? Oh.
In terms of that stuff, like structuring?
Oh, Sam Mitchell and Hodgie. Hodgie was good, but he was scary.
Yeah.
So if you didn't move one step to the left quickly, you moved even quicker when he told you he was going to punch you. But everyone played a role. There's no, like, you're a leader.
Yeah.
Everyone knew it, and everyone said it.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to watch that dynamic this year.
Western Bulldogs, I feel like we've been a bit down on them this offseason. So I just thought I'd try to like change the vibe a little bit.
Well, you picked him at the over last week, didn't you?
No, I think I know. Yeah. It doesn't sound like me.
What was the vibe last week?
Well, I think it was down on him. I think we were down on him. This is why.
And so you're trying to bring the vibe up?
I just decided to bring the vibe up and just think about some things that I was looking forward to with the Western Bulldogs.
Yeah,
so
nice.
One of them is Bontlow. Bond finally getting the Brownlow.
Yeah. Oh, his favourite. So, well, that's an outrageous prediction.
Well done, Nick.
It's not an outrageous prediction, but I'm just trying to lift the mood. So, Marcus Bontempelli will win the Brownlow.
Yeah.
I'm actually looking forward to seeing what Nick Caulfield in that system.
Yeah, I'm like,
just hasn't got like hasn't his body hasn't looked after him over the journey.
No, fair call.
Riley Sanders winning the Rising Star.
Yeah, Rising Star.
But they could wrap all three up.
Rising Star.
Coleman.
Brownlow. Who's got the Coleman? Jamar.
Hugo Hagen.
As a roughie. An outrageous roughie.
Well, that was my other one. Is just the Hugo Hagen leap.
He's leaping.
That's how they play finals.
But he's the one.
Jamara kicks.
In a wild world, they kick.
What did Jamara kick last year?
He kicked
not as many.
It was 35 or something.
It was lower. I remember we had this discussion in the last year and I couldn't believe how low it was.
But got going and then
could he
didn't
kick 60
going.
This year? Could he just go bang?
He kicked less than Ollie Henry last year.
Yeah. They could. He was never number one man either. Like,
no,
Norton
they,
was still that.
Yeah.
So I reckon he now goes down and says, up you go, Naughty.
No, I'm excited about his year. Very excited about his
year.
He's
the only one. But Bont, B Brownlow, Riley Sanders, Rising Star. He
$26. Norton. Both. Norton and Jamara.
Oh, yeah, right.
What to be...
Is Larky the favourite?
What's the field?
The field is Curno, Nick Larky, Jeremy Cameron, Max King.
Usual suspects.
Yeah.
Oscar Payne?
Oscar's next. You can't win it.
Curno would be, you'd pick, out of any player, if you're picking from scratch, he'd be number one.
And you say Curno, I mean, you say Oscar couldn't win it. Larky almost bloody won it last year in a team that was just as bad.
Larky's a different breed, mate. Yeah. They weren't just as bad either.
Went far off.
I'm joking. Far off. I like to sit through every one of the other one, though.
Is this me? Yes. Yeah. Okay, Hawthorn. Yeah. So, you talk about being banged up. Yes, they're banged up. They've got a few outs. I want you to rank, how many is here? 7 mids. All right. I'll read them out. Tell me who's number one, then through to 7. Ward, Day, Newcomb, Hustwaite, McKenzie, Warple, Nash. So I'm assuming you've got Newcomb and Ward.
Newcomb
and Day is 1
Day
and 2.
Day, Newcomb.
Yep.
Phil and McKenzie's going to... Well, so that wasn't an ordered list? We're ranking those?
No, so the other remaining guys are Ward, Hustwaite, McKenzie, Warple, Nash.
I like McKenzie a lot.
Daylight, and then it's like Ward, McKenzie.
Yep.
Nash plays a role.
Yep.
I haven't seen enough of Hustwaite.
You guys don't know who Hustwaite is.
No, I haven't seen enough of him.
I've heard his name.
Played well in the practice
games.
Him.
Okay.
And then I think Warple might be the one that pays the price this year.
That's what I was trying to get to. I feel like with the potential of all those dudes and where they want to go... I'm concerned for Warple this year and next. Like,
the only thing about this year
is... what's his other role?
Well, the only thing this year is it just seems like it's getting one of those years where there's always one missing.
Well, there's already Day missing.
Do you know what I mean? Like, then Day's going to come back and someone else will do a hamstring. Or like, it just feels like one of those years you got to bounce around.
I didn't even mention Connor McDonald there who could potentially end up being a midfielder.
So would there be a good fit for Warple elsewhere?
Well, I don't know. I just... I know he had a couple of years back there where he just started heavily regressing and was out of the team. You know, he could easily go that way again. He had a really good year last year.
He
stood up really well last year. When you start to get all those midfielders in there and you're like, some of them are going to play, otherwise they're going to get wasted. Because that's what happens. Mm. A guy gets marginalised, suddenly he's playing half forward and they're out of the AFL in 3 to 4 years.
He had 16 games over 20, 25 and over.
He was really good. But you can't ignore Newcombe and Day, clearly. You invested a very high pick in Ward, and we still like him. McKenzie was a high draft pick. Yeah. You've got to play him. Huswaite's still an unknown.
Nash is
big and tough and strong, and you need those guys, particularly when you've got those young mid. And he's a lunatic. You need a lunatic.
He's Irish.
Yeah, you've got to have crazy.
Yeah.
So
it's like when the kid who had a little disagreement with Ted the other day, his dad was Irish.
Leave
me out of that. Good luck, Ted.
Ted, you're in the wrong, mate.
Good luck, mate.
Give him his toy back.
All right, North Melbourne Football Club. Name their defence.
Aiden Corr.
Aiden Corr.
Because they've sat there, we find like
Zach
midfield.
Fisher.
Well, they've got six halfback flankers. We know that. We've got Fisher, McKercher, Sheasel, McDonald. Everyone's getting a go at the halfback line.
One of them plays tall.
All their good players are halfback.
Yeah.
And they've got a good one in the midfield.
Is it
and a
Callum
good forward.
Dawson is the guy they picked up
mid-season
draft.
I do like this. It's like they have all these good midfielders and they're all playing a halfback. Yeah,
but then how are they going
to
sort out the
need to develop them into midfielders.
Because we saw
just all
but
the
this is Richmond, Gibkiss early on, King, and the coach just got a hold early. I think three pretty quick. You're like, that's the danger of not having those key positions.
So
Logan's obviously got a knee, but he's still not a full key.
Oh, what about is it Toby Pink?
Toby Pink, yeah, they
Toby
got him
Pink.
Out of the Sandful.
There he is.
Was he Sandful?
One of those.
Yeah.
Which is nice, but like, good luck when Charlie and Harry and Taylor and Hawkins.
I feel like the jump as a key defender from like state level to the top level, because you're not expected to break the game, you're just expected to stop someone.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not as big a leap as some others.
I think about
Sam Collins type.
I know what you're saying. Like, you've got one role, just do that one role.
Yeah.
Don't overthink it. Yeah.
They're the highest paid players they're playing on in the game for a reason.
Yeah. So if the game becomes a bit of a stink, then what happens to Pink?
Disgusting behaviour on my program.
No, but this is why I picked him for the spoon, because I look at that back line and I go, if that goes in there, it's going to get messy.
Yeah.
Like, big forwards are going to tear them apart. At least at West Coast, you've got Garvin Barris and Duggan and some Cole, some legitimate, you know, premiership defenders. Yeah. They don't have that at North Melbourne, so that's where it could get really messy for them in the short term.
Absolutely.
Mm. Why didn't they just take Dan Curtin? I still can't work that out.
Why?
Dersma, he's a big key back.
Did you see what McKercher and Dersma have done?
Yeah, Dersma looks great, but you've got seven midfield. Anyway, let's not extending it.
Dersma's a forward.
Are we extending? You want to extend?
No, I'm not extending it.
Okay.
Just get off the WA bias, mate.
I'm not. Okay.
Seriously.
Adelaide, hear me out. Is there a world? I know we love this person, and this seems like a stretch, but is there a world where Mitch Hinge.
The Minge.
Wins the Brownlow?
He makes the All-Australian squad.
No, I don't think
that's
not. No, that's not, but I've got to make this high on him as well.
What if Adelaide make like a big leap? I was going through their team thinking, like, if they were to finish top two, be right in contention for the flag, like, who would be their All-Australians? And I thought it would be one of, sort of, probably Isaac Rankin.
Dawson.
One of Fogarty or Walker would kind of have to be there for them to do it.
Yeah.
Well, one of them needs to be in there to make finals.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Was it Walker? I mean, Walker's been up and about, but I think Fogarty might make the jump. Anyway, one of those two. Dawson, maybe Laird, depending on his
season.
Maybe
Rochelle.
It's probably one of Rochelle or Rankin.
What's his name? Michael Ennie?
Michael Ennie.
Oh, yeah, Michael Ennie. We can't say his name, but we like it. Yeah.
And then I just thought, like, who would be a rogue
I'll
one
give you
that
a rogue
would pop
one.
Up?
Who's Wayne Miller.
Yeah.
I love Wayne Miller. I reckon he's in
Jordan
for a big
Dawson,
year.
Jordan Dawson nominated
Did
him
he?
As the most underrated player at the club, or the player that we're all sleeping on, or something like that.
I like him.
Because remember, he had all Stephen Hill vibes.
A lot of injuries. And
he did his ACL after he signed a big deal.
And I think he played every game last year, or very close to it.
They got dropped early. After round one, he got dropped.
And then came back in.
So you think you're fair to sleep on now?
Yeah, I think so. And I think, Hinge I do like, but I would be banking on Miller if I had to pick a roughie.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So I'm not talking team, I'm talking squad.
When we were talking,
I can't see how
not the 22, I was talking about the 40.
Yeah, so he played 22 games.
Yeah,
played one, missed two, played three.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So their key defensive stocks, in my mind, I thought they were all injured, but there's not There's actually just not a lot there.
There's just nothing there.
Is Dan Curtin playing round one?
I don't know if he will. No, he's got a came third on tall. Late in the yeah, he's not a key back. He's your third tall.
So they like
reader of the
so
ball.
So then why North but, Melbourne grab?
Because they don't have that either.
Oh, you just said 30 seconds ago that they needed him. Why they needed a key back? Why they didn't get Curtin?
Well, he could play key back.
And then you're just trying to tell me he's a third defender.
He's more of a key back than Zach Fisher.
I could still play third defender.
Have you seen Dan Curtin? He's a monster.
He's a big boy.
His so he's a key. Stewie Lowhands. He's everything.
You've seen him. God, you could have watched every one of his junior games on stream.
All I can say
is
I'm glad he's a what?
He's a unicorn.
I'm going I'm glad West Coast didn't trade their future first. That's all I'll say.
That's probably the right
for pick eight.
Yeah, that's probably the right move.
You were caught up in that though.
Well, were you trying to get him on?
I didn't think they should have done it.
You've caught up in the emotion of it all.
No, I was reporting.
That's how he got the invite to Mizzy's thing. That's how he got the invite. I'll do a report saying whatever you say is right. I'm going to do that. They should trade everything for this pick.
When did I say they should? I think I said they shouldn't.
Yeah, please.
Anyway, piss off. St Kilda, is that me?
Yeah.
My last team. I'm glad we've wasted 40 seconds already.
I need to go back and fight in my next one.
You know how you go on about how that they're boring?
St Kilda.
Yeah.
I changed slightly four players out of the wing defence.
I want to read out some names that I'm actually quite excited to watch.
Speaking of Miller.
Irish Schoenmaker.
No,
I can't get around that.
So. No, and beautiful left foot kick.
Wangan and Miller are clearly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Obviously, we love Sinclair.
So is Schoenmaker, is he able to play? Remember he got sent off to the two to train with the VFL?
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Oh, no, don't know about that.
Michael Walters.
He got the Michael Walters treatment.
Mm. Did he? Yeah, well, he looked bloody good in there last preseason game.
Someone DM us on Rom, but I'm pretty sure he got the old.
Okay.
Go back and
I love the look of Darcy Wilson. He's quick. He's really quick. Okay. He's their first rounder. Windy, we love. Big, tough and strong. Physique. What a physique.
So I'm not watching. I'm not excited.
Mitch Owens.
I do like.
Machito, yeah. Max King, just for the sheer, what's he going to do? Yeah. And Filippo is a very, very handy player.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what he develops into.
That's a pretty long list.
I love watching Brad Hill.
Throw in Liam Henry.
Throw in
Liam Henry and Brad Hill. Yeah. Like, it's actually a pretty watchable team.
The outside
You've got to love Wilkie. You know, he's a battler.
You still got Wilkie scars.
Battlers come good, you know?
Yeah, Wilkie cost me a box of beer.
He cost you four?
Yeah, four. Yeah.
Big Riley Bonner's running around getting 40 touches.
Yeah.
How good's that? And keep an eye on Lance Collard, who I reckon could play this year.
Now he's just going through every player on the team to try and get a reaction.
Pretty exciting. Like, that's not a boring team anymore.
Who have they got?
Lance Collard is...
I think they got Geelong.
Fun fact for you, of all the streamer-like highlight clips we've done, Lance Collard's the best performed.
Is he?
Consistently.
Yeah.
Lance Collard highlight, especially one where I think they were getting beaten by, like, 50 points and he kicked a goal and told the opposition to shush.
I do love that when in the NBA when they drain a three or something and they're down 20 and the player still like puts the fingers down or does something like, mate, look, you're down 25.
Put it this way. There's going to be a moment, let's say it's round 12, and Zave's on the couch on a Sunday, he's at six single fins and he's watching the Saints going, this is actually pretty fun.
Mate, I'm telling you, my four favourites already. Sinclair.
Yeah,
Wanganeen Miller.
Brad Hill.
Liam Henry.
I love how he's suddenly on the Liam Henry train. Remember me on Liam Henry Island?
There's weeks. There's one more obsessed.
Yeah.
Little brother has not fallen off this hill. He still reckons he was texting me last year. Still a chance for the Brownlow, mate. He's about 10. Yeah. Anyway, last but not least, West Coast.
Yeah, we got through 45 seconds.
Yes, great. Thank you. Play the song. Okay, what is a win for West Coast this week, but for most weeks? Like Port Adelaide in Adelaide.
Less than 100.
Is that the way you're looking at it?
Kind of.
And how lucky are Eagles supporters and Eagles in terms of setting up how they have in the past to have Nick Natanui and Dean Cox? I have great concerns about the ruck. And, you know, they always say it starts at the centre bounce, obviously.
Yeah,
I have so much concern about what's going to happen in that ruck.
I was pretty okay with them when they had Flynn as this big bull, big serviceable tree.
Okay, but bottom seven okay.
Yeah, so the line this week, do you want to guess the line?
Oh, is it 70, 76?
No, it's only 45. Yeah. So Zave's gone to clear the account. Yeah. Seriously though, 45.5.
Yeah, okay.
We're paying $8 at the moment.
Where did they play the first game?
In Adelaide. They played one here and then they played in Adelaide against Adelaide and lost by
70.
Was it 59 or 69 or something?
67. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's worth a look.
might be here next week. I might not be. But yeah, there you go. That's West Coast.
That's deflating. But coming to the launch, it'll be exciting.
Yeah, so you say the launch.
No, but a serious question. Let's just circle
back.
That's
what you're going to start the launch with, guys.
What is a win for? What is a win for West Coast?
They can get within 45.5.
That's a win.
Port Adelaide are a very good team. They're pretty fit.
They win last 18 games.
Yeah, they're very good at home. Yeah. West Coast, not that undermanned, but a couple of guys
first
missing.
First game of the season home. Like,
look, I think if they can get out of there, you know, with somewhere between 40 and 50, that is a pretty significant,
yeah, I agree with that.
Or at least a pass mark.
Yeah.
I hope for their sakes and their fans, it doesn't get to ugly really quick, because you don't want to just kick the whole tyres out of the season in round one.
Makes it hard for us in the box.
It really does.
Yeah, the entire season.
I can only rate the top 10 sexiest bloke on the field once a year. And I'll use that early.
But every game, there's a different opposition.
I've done them too.
We roll through all the content.
Yeah, no, there's absolutely nothing I could rate anyone more on the football field during these games at the moment.
Right, well, thanks for joining us. This has been the Hardball Gets AFL Hardball Gets AFL show, I believe. Stay tuned tomorrow for the Mailbag Episode 2. We'll see you next time.